Welcome to Weight Loss Made Simple. I'm Dr. Stacey Heimberger, a physician and advanced certified weight loss coach. If you're on a mission to not only lose weight, but also transform your health and wellness, you've landed in the perfect spot. Forget about restrictive, trendy diets. We're cutting through the noise and zeroing in on two fundamental pillars that will empower you to achieve lasting weight loss. So if you're ready to transform your life, let's dive in. Welcome back to the podcast. I want to talk to you today about exercise. Some of you might have just rolled your eyes. Come back to me. It's going to be okay. I don't want you to keep viewing exercise as just another thing on your to-do list. We have so many thoughts about exercise. If you are a chronic dieter, you may have over-exercised in an effort to lose weight. So your brain might rebel a little bit against whatever the idea of exercise that you have is. And so I want to talk about it and see if we can reframe it a little bit. Exercise does not need to be a chore. Exercise does not need to be what we think it does. I want you to take a second. And when I say exercise, I want you to think about what that means for you. I want you to define it. Does it need to be a certain amount of time? Does it need to be at a certain place? Does it require specific equipment? Does your heart rate have to get to a certain threshold? Do you have to sweat? What does it have to be to count as exercise? I can tell you, I go through this with my clients a lot, and we really work on this idea of exercise. Because what happens is when we make it have to be something, has to be 20 minutes, at least, has to be at the gym. I have to get my heart rate up. I have to sweat. If I don't sweat, it doesn't count. When we have all these things that exercise has to be, then when we don't have the time or space to meet that specific criteria, we have a tendency to say it doesn't count. And we have a tendency to do nothing. We make it very all or nothing when it has to be a specific way. Sometimes I just call it joyful movement. So when I meet a new client, we talk about where we want to start. I always like to start with planning. You guys know I'm a huge planner. I like to plan our meals in advance so we can be smart when we think about our food. And then I like to add in joyful movement, some sort of feel good, move my body movement. And I call it that for a reason, because we have likely been very programmed by a number of sources to think movement does not count as exercise. Even if you were to say, I'm going to walk 5,000 steps, I'm going to walk 6,000 steps, I guarantee a bunch of you are like, oh, it doesn't count unless it's 10,000 steps. This idea that moving your body doesn't count unless it meets some arbitrary threshold criteria is so unhelpful. Because I promise you, it's stopping you from doing these little 5 minutes that will make a difference. These 5 minute spurts of movement that we can have will add up to likely much more than 20 minutes throughout the day. And there's all the research studies, cardiovascularly, like it is good for your health to move, and it does not need to be continuous amounts of time. And there'll be people that are like, oh, you have to do this specific exercise to lose weight. You have to do a HIIT workout. You have to exercise in a fasted state. You have to do heavy lifting. Those are the only ways to lose weight. First of all, anyone tells you there's only one way to lose weight, stop listening to anything they say. And it also, if it sounds too good to be true. But I'm telling you, if you reframe what you have to do for exercise, it can just be very joyful. I read a book, and I'll make sure I put it in the show notes. I can't remember the author's name as I'm sitting here talking, but I promise I'll put it in there. But she talks about the joy of movement, and she calls these little spurts opportunities to move, OTMs. If we start reframing, I need to exercise for however much time, to I want to try and get as many opportunities to move in my day as possible, things completely flip in your brain. walking down one flight of stairs all of a sudden counts. Where before I was like, only counts if I walk up the stairs. No, walking down the stairs, you're moving. You're using your legs instead of the elevator. If it's too hard to walk up, start by walking down. If you've got 5 minutes before your next Zoom meeting, get up and walk around your office. That 5 minutes, that 2 minute, that 1 minute opportunity to move. Stand instead of sit. Walk instead of stand. These 1 minutes will add up. And by changing what it means and making it fun and reframing it as just trying to move your body as something nice to do for yourself can make it much less daunting. Especially if you've been overweight and exercise has been hard and, you know, we watch The Biggest Loser and they've got them in the gym just kicking their asses the whole time. It doesn't have to be like that. If you want to get to that, if that makes you happy, by all means, do it. But don't discount these little 5, 10, 15-minute increments where we can just move our body. Maybe that's just stretching before you go to bed. 1 minute of stretching, if everyone just stretched for 5 minutes a day, I'm telling you, people would feel better. There are studies that show, let's say I need to sit down and be on calls on Zoom for an hour. If I turn my camera off and get up and stretch and move my legs for 5 minutes during that call, I will be more productive for the rest of the day. I will get more done by standing up and moving my body than if I just sat at that computer all day. These 1 minute, these 2 minutes, these 5 minutes, they count. I've had to really argue with some clients about this, by the way. That's why I sound a little emphatic in my talking to you. We're so programmed. And when we're that programmed and it has to be so rigorous, and if we've dieted before and we've used exercise and sort of punished our body into exercise as either like a penalty, I ate something, now I need to exercise more, exercise as a penalty, or like a pre-penalty as a way to earn food. I can only eat this if I exercise this much. We have to disassociate it from food. The way you move your body, the exercise you do, that should have nothing to do with your food. Unless you're an endurance athlete, and then you want to think about high nutrition. But this, I have to earn food through exercise, or I can't eat that because I didn't exercise. We got to stop that. It doesn't work. That's the calories in, calories out. That model has been completely disproven. More than 50% of America is overweight using that model. It's wrong. We know it's wrong. And this exercise, having to count or needing a certain amount of calories to be burned so that I can eat, or I ate something and now I have to penalize myself by exercising, that all feeds into the calories in, calories out, and it's garbage. So I want you to redefine your idea of exercise. And if you need to call it movement to help your brain, do it. It helps my brain. I'm not saying that to be coy or whatever, or flippant. We have a lot of programming around the word exercise and what it means. So if it's helpful to just call it movement, call it movement. I want to move my body so that I take care of my body and it can still move when I'm 90. When we start looking for opportunities to move, and exercise doesn't have to fit into very specific criteria, we can start finding things that give us joy. Maybe that means we go to a dance class. Maybe that means we go out and garden. All these things count. Find something that sounds fun and go do it. It's a great way to connect with people. Just go for a walk with your friends. Instead of going and sitting at a coffee shop, get a coffee to go. Just go for a little walk. When you're taking those kids to the sporting events, instead of sitting there playing on your phone, walk around a little bit. Or do some chair exercises. You don't even need to walk around. Just move your body. Take the stairs down. Walk around your desk. Stand up and do some calf raises. Just move your body. Stretch it out. We are not designed to sit or lay all day long. Our body just is not built that way. We're built to be up and moving. So we need to honor that by finding fun ways to do it and not worrying about whatever this definition of exercise is. When I say it doesn't count unless it meets this criteria, what I then tell my brain is, oh, we only have 5 minutes, don't bother. And then we sit there and play on our phones or zone out, whatever. Do something totally non-productive for 5 minutes because we've told our brain it doesn't count. So our brain's like, okay, cool, we'll just sit and rest. Remember, our primitive brain wants to eat, sleep, and not expend any energy. So if I'm telling my brain that this 5 minutes isn't enough to exercise because it won't count, it's going to be more than happy to be like, yeah, you're right, it doesn't count. Might as well just hang out. Like, can we shop online or something? Let's look at Pinterest. But if we say, oh, I'm going to really spend today looking for opportunities to move, oh, I've got 5 minutes, what would be fun to do? Totally different mindset. And my brain doesn't have a lot to argue there. Like, if I ask it what would be fun to do for 5 minutes, that's what it's going to think about. Our brain is going to kind of do what we tell it to do. If we ask it a question, it's going to try and find the answer. So we have to ask it the right question. What would be fun? I've got 5 minutes. What would be fun? If you want to be super proactive and you know, oh, my schedule always has these random 5 minutes, maybe I look up like, what's a 5-minute exercise routine? So maybe we find a couple of things that are 5 minutes that are fun. And we do that during our 5 minutes. Because I didn't tell my brain it's not going to count. I'm telling my brain it absolutely counts. And movement is good for me. It'll be fun and I enjoy it and I want to do it. Kind of feel like the pickleball revolution. It's kind of like this. It's like people didn't really, maybe they didn't feel like they wanted to play tennis, but they wanted to do something. They're like, oh, pickleball's fun. It's like way more social. I don't have to run quite as much. Though it's very intense. I'm not saying it's not. But maybe pickleball's fun. Let's go play pickleball. Let's go tap dance. Let's go swim with our friends. Go for a walk on the beach. Take our dog for a walk. Hula hoop. Trampoline. Jump on the trampoline with the kids. It all counts when we're calling it movement. Anything other than laying down or sitting down counts if we're calling it movement. Our brain does not have a lot of basis to argue when we reframe it as just moving our body. So this little tiny switch from exercise to movement can make all the difference. Look, if you've got an Apple Watch, it's telling you once an hour to stand up. It's basically the same idea. It's already built in. You don't even have to set an alarm. But maybe you want to put some post-its around or something. Just start small. Can I find 5 opportunities to move, 5 OTMs tomorrow? If you're listening to me in the morning, why don't we try for today? Can I find 5 opportunities to move today? Is there one thing I can do standing instead of sitting? Is there one thing I can do moving my legs instead of standing? If I'm standing watching the kids at practice, can I do some calf raises? Can I walk up and down? The best type of exercise is the one that you enjoy. Reframing it to movement will help your brain stop arguing with you about whether or not it counts. Keep track of your opportunities to move, make it a game, and I would love for you to share with me just something that's different. What's a different way to get some movement in that maybe no one's thought of could really help somebody out? All right, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Please share with a friend if you learned something new. And I will talk to y'all next week. Bye. Thank you for listening. Remember, weight loss can be simple if you focus on mindfulness and self-care. If you're ready to jumpstart your weight loss journey, visit me at www.sugarfreemd.com/2pound. That's the number 2 and the word pound. Schedule a free 2-pound plan call. We will work together to create a personalized plan for you to lose 2 pounds in 1 week. Until then, see you in the next episode.